At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey guys, I'm back with another podcast recommendation for you. For any of you guys who want to just surround yourself with Christian creators, content that builds your spirit, as well as teaches you something to help you better whatever your goals may be for this year. So the next podcast I want to tell you about is the Supernaturally Paid podcast. Now, many of you guys know Raven. She is a fave here at the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. She's been on the show for years. Raven was actually my business coach when I first got into entrepreneurship way back in 2015. I love this podcast because it's all about seeking God on behalf of your finances. And we all know right now the economy is just a mess. They are talking about how we're in a recession. Everything costs a ton, and it can be very easy to get caught up in financial strain, to get stressed out if we aren't having the income and the finances that we want to have right now. But what I love about the Supernaturally Paid podcast is Raven teaches us how to trust God more than we trust our bank accounts. Now, I'm sure you guys know, and I know that that sometimes can be difficult because that bank account be looking you in your face, dead in your eyes, okay? But she really just helps you to build your spiritual capacity and your faith and your trust in God on behalf of your finances. So check out this trailer about what's to come this season on the Supernaturally Paid podcast. It's available now everywhere that you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
Hey y'all, it is your girl Raven Hoquette here, and we are back with another season of the Supernaturally Paid podcast, y'all. I am bringing y'all straight fire in season 2 of this podcast, so make sure that y'all are locked, loaded, and subscribed so that you do not miss out on any part of this season. Check out this preview of what is to come from season 2 of the Supernaturally Paid podcast. If you have a business, and I'm not talking about hobbies, I'm not talking about you sell cupcakes, you know, to the ladies at church, or, you know, you sell certain things at this one time of the year under the table. I'm talking about you have a legitimate business that is incorporated with the government in your state, that you have a federal EIN number on, like you have a legitimate business set up. If you have a business set up and you have children, you should absolutely be hiring your children. They should absolutely be on payroll so that you can then set up a Roth IRA account for your children. Now, let me tell y'all, don't get in trouble with this. Don't be saying that your 3-year-old was getting in the car and shipping orders and doing delivery. Don't be playing around with the government like that. This is why most accountants honestly don't recommend that you do this until your kid is like 7, just so that, you know, you're not getting no like side eyes and, you know, none of that kind of stuff. But let's say, for example, if you have a young child, like our son is 3 years old. He just turned 3 years old. His job description is in marketing materials, because you'll see him posted on my Instagram sometimes. And I'm talking about building my business so that I can spend time with him and be the mother that I want to be and all of these things. So if he was in a commercial, let's say mac and cheese, y'all know the kids, they love mac and cheese. Let's say Kraft called us today and said, oh my goodness, your son is so handsome. Can we use him in a commercial? He would get paid for that. So why, if he's being advertised on my Instagram page, he can't get paid just because he my son? So you have to make sure that the job description matches like the age, you know, for the children. The enemy wants us to believe that money is the root of all evil. When the scripture, okay, because let's respond with the scripture. When the scripture says that not money is the root of all evil, the love of money is the root of all evil. That is what the scripture says in 1 Timothy. So we have to be mindful, because yes, you are operating in error when you've made money an idol, when the kind of car becomes more important to you than God, when the house that you live in becomes so powerful to you that now that you done got the house, you don't even go and spend time with God anymore. That's when you've made those things an idol. The scripture says in Philippians 4:6 that we are to be anxious about nothing, but with prayer, submit our requests with prayer and thanksgiving, submit our requests to God, right? That's what the scripture says. And the thing that I've learned about any hustlers that I've ever met, I'm talking about hustlers in my family, hustlers that have been friends, like even hustlers that you see portrayed on a different TV shows, is they don't sleep very well at night. They're always anxious. Their mind is always thinking about the next dollar. Their mind is always thinking about what do I need to do better? Their mind is always thinking, am I doing enough? They are never, never, ever, ever fulfilled. They're never content. They're never satisfied. They always got to think about what's going to be that next hit. Like, it's almost like a fiend in a sense, but just in like a monetary regard, right? And so for me, I feel like I can talk about this from experience, because when I first started my business, I had that hustler mentality. And let me tell y'all how the hustler mentality is really a gateway to a lot of things that you do not want to be partaking in as an entrepreneur. Like, the hustler mentality is the gateway to that team no sleep. The hustler mentality is the gateway to never not working. The hustler mentality is the gateway to even you're at a place in your business where you're doing well, but you still feel like you're not good. You're not doing good enough, and you still could be doing more. So we really, really, really just want to denounce that hustler mentality. For a lot of couples, finances are the point of entry for the enemy to come in and try to place friction between you and your spouse, right? Tip number one is that you have to let God be the tiebreaker. I can't stress that enough. It is going to be situations when it comes to your finances that you and your spouse just do not agree. And, you know, it's going to be like that because y'all are two different people that have sometimes two completely different views on things. So you have to be on the same page so that that doesn't cause friction. And when you say, okay, I'm going to allow God to be the tiebreaker, you have to trust God as the tiebreaker, even when it doesn't seem like it's going in your favor. You have to trust that it's still going in your favor. You have to trust that God is not going to steer you wrong and in the wrong direction.
I hope you guys enjoyed that trailer of what's to come on a Supernaturally Paid podcast. It's available right now everywhere that you get your podcasts, and the link is in the show notes.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.